Of the three sheets of paper that you took out in the very beginning of the week, there should be two sheets of paper that have a question at the top and one blank piece of paper. Please place the two pieces of paper with questions affixed over to the side. Drop those from your awareness now. Let's focus on the third blank sheet of paper that needs to have a third question affixed by the end of this meditation. Settle in. For now, we are going to focus attention on a third question that you would like to have answered this week. Take a breath in. Allow that breath to go out, dissolving all the worries of the day, allowing whatever anxieties might be present about what you should do or should not do today, and allowing yourself the gift of focusing only on asking what you need to ask this week. What's the question that you need to have answered this week? Perhaps it's a question about exercise. Which exercise is best? How to do it? Whether a particular exercise is wise for your body or not? The more specific, the better. Perhaps it's a question about what you are eating and your diet. Worry not whether or not this question has an answer. What matters only is whether or not this is a question that you have thought about over the last several days, weeks, or months. Remember, you're thinking, I wonder whether, what were you thinking when you said that with your thoughts? What questions have you thought about but never voiced to another? And what questions have you voiced to another out of frustration? For you probably concluded that with, and I don't know what the answer is, and I don't know who to ask. Settle in and allow those questions that are pestering you, for they have no answers, to percolate up into your consciousness now. There may be a floodgate of questions, or there may be just one, or a scant one. Allow those questions to surface now. What do you need to have answered for yourself? What do you need to know? Perhaps it's a question that you're too embarrassed to admit to other you have. No worries here, for you are the only one who knows this question. What do you need to know for yourself now, this week? What answer do you seek now, this week? Focus now on just one of the perhaps many questions that have occurred to you, one that floats to the top, one that is in your face, one that shouts out, "Listen to me, I need an answer." What do you need to know? The more specific, the better. What do you need to know today, this week? Allow the most important question that needs to be asked now, today, to float to the top. And now write that question on the third piece of paper. Write it however it comes to you. Now, ending the question with a question mark. It doesn't matter whether the grammar is correct. All that matters is if you can remember the nature and character of the question. And for the rest of the day, reflect on that one question, not on the answer, but on specifically what it is that you really need to have the answer to. Feel free to go back to the sheet of paper and to make more specific the question. Detail out what it is precisely that you would like to have the answer to. Have fun and enjoy reflecting on question number three. Avoid attempting to get an answer at this point. All that is important is that you detail out what it is that you would like to know. You see, this is the most critical and the most important process of all. Answers come easy. Formulating the questions turns out to be the true challenge. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.